Time for the newsroom temperature check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Mary?
From the People, it appears that David Crosby was a very busy man. Of course, David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young died in January of 2023, but Melissa Etheridge is talking about him in her new docu-series called I'm Not Broken. And, of course, he was the sperm donor, biological father of her children, one of them who died from a drug overdose, I believe, the boy. Now they're saying that they're finding a bunch of other kids who now claim Crosby as their dad as well. So he was apparently a sperm donor for not only Melissa Etheridge, but many, many others.
Well, and he and his wife didn't have any children, did they?
No, he does have other. He has two sons and two daughters.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure if they're, you know, where they came from, but he does. But I guess in this article, the daughter is getting a bunch of phone calls from half brothers and sisters.
Well, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and even Young. My gosh, there was nobody bigger at one time, and I would imagine there were a lot of road stories to be told. But at least the DNA exists to test.
So
right?
Are these donor children, Mary? Or
yes.
Are there, all these children are donor children?
Sperm donor children.
Yeah. Oh,
but I do
I
not
see.
Know the two sons and the two daughters. I think those were from whoever he was married to, maybe.
Right, but the ones you're talking about now, are donors.
Yeah, but now, this is all coming out now because the daughter is finding out about all these other half-brothers.
So he's like Nick Cannon without the fun.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know they were all donors.
And they kind of, the daughter really looks like him. I mean, yeah.
Well, that's
without the mustache.
Okay.
The weird mustache or whatever he used to have.
It's not a compliment. You wouldn't want to go say, you wouldn't say that to her.
No.
Oh, you look just like your dad.
She shows up with a mustache.
No.
What's your story, Steve?
Okay, so it was, yesterday was the anniversary of the creation or the first sale of this device, July 1st, 1979, and it was the ancestor of what we use every single day of our lives, every moment of our lives in many ways. Any idea?
Yeah, I know.
The toilet.
And you're not going to give it away? That's so unlike you.
I know.
Kevin's laughing.
I just don't want to upset you today.
It's related to what?
The Walkman was sold for the first time in 1979.
Steve?
What?
It's on the top of our rundown. Very much.
Andrew, what?
I'm just going to ruin it again.
Is that all you're doing? You're just reading the top of our rundown every day?
Wait, what was it the other day?
It was,
He did do another one for me.
He was all excited.
It was
about
a good one.
It was some special day, and it was at the top of our run.
You know, I don't read the top. I got to start reading the top.
It says on this day, the first personal stereo cassette player called the Sony Walkman debuts for sale July 2nd, 1979.
Why didn't you go for National Disco Day?
I don't read the top of the manual. I read the guests and the rundown. I don't... Andrew, you should stop putting that on there.
Yeah, Andrew, I got a question about that. Is that something that you actually come up with, or is that on everybody's show sheet?
It's on our show sheet.
Don't say that three times.
The Today Is section?
Yeah.
There is a website that has a various amounts of whatever day it is that current day I kind of scroll through and see what
cut
I like.
It out. Just stop it.
Yeah, less work for you, Andrew.
Every day we come in here,
no,
we got to find
the
temp
them,
check
Andrew.
Story.
I think they come in handy, you know.
I'm sorry, Steve, you can't appreciate the little things in life like
right.
that.
There we go.
I mean, okay.
God,
so,
I should have totally read
Well, Brian story. Better not stop sending his, because, yeah.
Okay, so there's, Andrew, thanks for all the work you do on this, but put your feet up, for God's sakes. How much do you think the first Walkman sold for?
$19.99.
Oh, that's kind of where I would have gone. Kevin, you wouldn't have a clue.
$24.99.
Mary?
$15.99.
$150.
What?
They're right. We think of them as such cheap devices, but in the very beginning, they were $150. And today, that would come to about $650. So it'd be like buying a cell phone.
Wow. That's crazy because, you know, like 4 years later, I'm working at one of my first part-time radio jobs making $365 an hour. how much would I, how many hours would I have
right,
to
buy one?
To
right.
buy one of those things.
I never even had one. Oh, did I you guys
there
have
was,
one?
I thought there was, those, I said, look at those stupid people walking around with things in their ears. Of course, that's now all, that's what we do all the time.
Yeah, crazy.
Did you what's have one, Steve?
I don't think I had one. I had a Discman when I used to travel with the Bears. I ended up getting a Discman because I was desperate to look cool on the plane with those guys.
He said that.
And they wouldn't talk to you, so you had to wear some.
I don't know why. He like thinks I don't believe him that he traveled with the Bears.
You had to plug it in.
What's up, Kev?
Heinz has a new sauce. A big week for grilling. You guys grilling burgers at any point this upcoming week?
Pretty much asked us that yesterday.
Well, this is a it's timely, Steve, okay?
I bought 20 of them. Because I didn't want to make them, and we got a lot of people coming, and I had to pay $3.50 a burger.
Sheesh. Well, do you guys like to make a sauce for your burgers, or do you just do ketchup, mayo, mustard, things like that?
And I don't
make any sauce.
You guys never make a sauce for your burgers?
I don't grill burgers.
Who has time for that?
What the hell's wrong with you guys?
I want the sauce recipe, Kevin.
You mix a little ketchup, a little mustard, a little mayo, maybe a diced onion or a diced pickle, a little bit of pickle juice. It's like a Big Mac sauce.
Wow.
You guys never do that?
No.
Wow. I'm all in
can
now.
Can you make some for us and bring it in?
Sure. Bridget makes it, so I'll have her make it for you guys.
Sure.
Heinz has a new sauce called Every Sauce, and they've combined a total of 14 different sauces. 14 different sauces.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I thought
we're supposed
you cut
to respond?
You guys want to know all the sauces they put in one bottle?
Please, yes.
You got the burger sauce, the garlic sauce, the aioli sauce, the smoky bacon A sauce, the sweet chili, the Heinz chip sauce, whatever that is, the Heinz saucy sauce, which is like just regular sauce but saucier, the Heinz mayo racha, Heinz mayo must, truffle mayo, garlic, caramelized onion, mayonnaise, curry ketchup, pickle ketchup, and Heinz smoky bacon ketchup.
And they're all mixed together?
They're all mixed together. They're calling it the Heinz Every Sauce. Currently only available in the UK. Maybe someday we'll get it here in the US.
That's a heart attack waiting to happen.
I'm tired of them putting truffle in everything because there's no way.
Truffle's overplayed.
No way.
Hey, you know, Andrew puts the sports click on this rundown every day, too.
He sure does.
Wow, it's such tiny print.
And for about 2 years, you never knew what the sports click was.
It's right there.
Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.